Chris Gemelli from WBFO. I'm here with Art Voice editor Jeff Kelly for our monthly Press Pass interview. Jeff, there's been a new position for Lynn Marinelli. It's the Director of Intergovernmental Relations for Empire State Development's Western New York office.
Well, she's not exactly succeeding anyone in that position, if that's what you mean. For some time, it's been understood that Lynn Marinelli, who's been in the legislature for a very long time and is well regarded for her service there, wanted to move on. She was seeking a commissioner of personnel at the county level, but that position, that just didn't pan out. So she has found this position instead, or rather it has been found by her, by the governor's office.
Is there a significant need for this post? Is this merely Governor Cuomo sort of tossing another bone to Western New York?
Well, there's a little bit of that. There's a reward for Lynn Marinelli for her service. This is not uncommon in politics. And sure, there's certainly a need for someone to coordinate governments within the activities of Empire State Development, which works at various different levels of government. It's going to be interesting now that she has vacated the seat to see the politics of filling it unfold.
Because that could be a serious challenge.
It is becoming a serious challenge already. The legislature so far has received 8 resumes from candidates seeking to fill the vacancy, including some pretty well-connected political figures. Peter Savage III, who is deputy corporation counsel for Buffalo and a close aide to Mayor Byron Brown and second sort of right-hand man to Steve Casey, the deputy mayor, who is the chief political officer for the mayor. Jay McCarthy, school board member from a good political family who enjoys a strong relationship with Erie County Clerk Chris Jacobs, as well as fellow school board member Carl Palladino, and he's got a broad network of support. He is definitely going to run for the seat, whether or not he is appointed to the vacancy. There is Jen D'Agostino, who is executive director of the Coalition for Economic Justice, so she's got a strong support, the strong support of activists behind her, a good network of people who know how to work neighborhoods. Joel Ferraletto, who is an aide to State Senator Mark Grisanti and is from a North Buffalo political family, he's seeking the seat too. The list goes on. It's going to be quite a brouhaha.
And who do you see sort of moving to the fore?
What I'm told, and I don't know that this is so, is that Pete Savage has probably the inside track on getting the endorsement of the Democratic Committee within the district. So the committee endorses. They make a recommendation to the Erie County Legislature. The Democratic Caucus within the Erie County Legislature will get to choose who gets to succeed their fellow Democrat, Lynn Marinelli. Now, traditionally, they follow the recommendation of the district committee. But there is no law that says they have to. And over at the Common Council, they've sort of done away with that tradition in recent years. And there's some talk among the Democratic caucus, at least some members of the Democratic caucus in the legislature, that they will not feel obligated to follow the endorsement of the district committee.
No, so this could really be a drawn-out battle amongst all of these candidates.
It could be. And I'll bet no matter what happens for the interim appointment, even if there is an interim appointment, there will be a crowded field come November.
And speaking of Democratic campaigns, Tim Kennedy is going to be running again this year. And it seems that there are some very strong suggestions that Betty Jean Grant could be in that race again.
Betty Jean Grant nearly unseated Tim Kennedy in a Democratic primary in 2012. She lost, I believe, by a mere 156 votes.
It was close.
And she ran that campaign literally not even on a shoestring. She didn't have a shoestring. Tim Kennedy, on the other hand, had a couple hundred thousand dollars at his disposal, the advantages of incumbency that made him look weak. Betty Jean Grant has been talking about doing another campaign against him almost from the time that campaign ended. And this time, because she came so close before, those who are not fond of Tim Kennedy will probably line up behind her, give her substantial material support. It'll be a much more serious candidacy. And meantime, friends of Tim Kennedy are trying as hard as they can to develop strategies to combat this upcoming challenge.
And there's a potential third face in the race.
So there is word out there that that some of those enemies of Tim Kennedy, in order to help Betty Jean Grant at the very least, and possibly to sort of split the middle and steal the seat from both of them, that someone in South Buffalo will run a candidacy, a white candidate, a white Irish candidate probably, who will try to steal some of Tim Kennedy's base, some of his neighborhood support. That would balance the fact that there will be a primary in Cheektowaga for disgraced Assemblyman Dennis Gabrzak's seat, which is expected because Cheektowaga is a largely white neighborhood, to bring out a lot of white voters who supposedly will bolster Tim Kennedy's support base. But if somebody is down there in South Buffalo splitting his vote there, then Betty Jean's advantage in the east side, which is very powerful and very friendly to her, obtains.
Why so much competition against Tim Kennedy for that seat?
Well, Tim Kennedy, although he's got some strong supporters, also has some very bitter enemies. Some of it dates back to the fact that when he was an Erie County legislator, he was part of a group of Democrats who caucused with Republicans to give Republicans the majority on the Erie County legislature at a time when Chris Collins desperately wanted a friendly majority. Tim Kennedy helped give Chris Collins that majority. He defends that position and others, you know, will never forgive him for it. He also, this past fall, made more enemies by contributing northward of $80,000 to a political action committee that basically was funding some Democrats against other Democrats. It was an internal war among political factions on the Democratic Party, and that fighting, it can be argued, cost Democrats the majority on the Erie County legislature this year. It may well have cost them a good shot at winning the Erie County Sheriff's Office. And so for that, he will never be forgiven by some other Democrats, including Democratic headquarters and Chairman Jeremy Zellner. So there's no question that for Zellner, that seat, Betty Jean Grant's candidacy, will be a priority.
There's been talk also about a study with the Peace Bridge moving the truck traffic to the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge, and that study seems to be going nowhere.
Yeah, well, it seems to have sort of sprung up in the minds of some people at the Federal General Services Administration and quickly been tamped down, by whom we don't know. We actually have a column in this week's Art Voice by East Aurora attorney Art Jackalone, and Art reminds our readers that this is not the first time a federal agency considered the advantages of moving truck traffic northward to the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge. In 2007, an EPA official commenting on a draft environmental impact statement said, hey, you know, one of the problems with this impact statement that you've drafted is that you consider only one alternative, really, the one that you want to go forward with. There are many others that you could have considered, including maybe a new one. What about moving all that truck traffic to the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge, thus mitigating some of the environmental impacts on the West Side residential neighborhoods? That was in 2007.
That, again, fell apart as well. Who would be affected by moving the truck traffic? We certainly know that the interest in doing so is the health benefits of the West Side, but the Public Bridge Authority has an interest in keeping that truck traffic there.
Well, truck traffic generates a great deal of revenue. It generates more revenue than passenger traffic because they charge a higher rate for truck traffic. So I'm sure they're not eager to see that traffic diverted somewhere else.
And are there other parties that might be interested in keeping the truck traffic there?
I will say this. There are people who are interested just in getting something done, in not, you know, coming up with a brand new plan entirely. Certainly Governor Cuomo has made it clear that he is tired of waiting, tired of Western New York bickering with itself about what ought to happen at the Peace Bridge. He just wants something done. So that may factor into the quick end to GSA's discussion.
Well, we'll look forward to another conversation in a few weeks, but thanks very much.
Sure, my pleasure.